Yes, obviously it's been a bit weird, obviously not knowing who we're going to be playing against, and it's only a week away, but thankfully it's been all resolved, and we've always known there was a good chance that we'll play UCD next week, so we're looking forward to it now, and we'll probably start preparing for that game next week. Yeah, obviously I was with UCD from a lot of my underage, and I was with them when they won the First Division, and I was with them for part of the season in the Premier Division, so I know how they work. I know the style of play that they want to play, and I'm sure it's going to be a tough game next week.
It must have impacted a bit of the preparations that you had for the upcoming season, just not knowing who you were going to take on.
Not knowing who we were going to take on, to be honest, because probably before now we would have liked to know if we were going to play UCD or if we were going to play Cove, who was in the other fixture list that got provided, but thankfully it's all resolved now and we'll just get to work on it. It hasn't really affected us too much. We've still done our fitness work, we still played our friendlies, and we still try to nail down the style of play that we want to play for the upcoming season. So it hasn't affected us too much, but it's nice now knowing that it's finally been done.
You're one of a number of UCD students who would have come down to Wexford FC. Keane Kavanagh, Dan Tobin, Tom Murphy, all these guys would have played with the South Dublin side before. So that must bring a great bit of familiarity to the side.
Yeah, obviously me and Dan probably had the longest stint with UCD. He was probably there a bit longer than me, but we obviously know exactly how they want to play, the style of play that the club want to implement on the pitch, and it's one that we'll try to stop next week and hopefully get the better of them.
And does it make it easier then coming down to Ferncarrig, knowing that you know some of the lads from, you know, your previous clubs?
Yeah, obviously I know a good few of the lads and I'd be good friends with a few of them as well, so it'd be good to play against them obviously. But I don't know, does it make it easier? It's going to be a tough game. They're a good side and they've got some good players, and it's definitely not going to be easy, but hopefully with the work we've done in pre-season, that we can hopefully have a successful start to the season, get off to 3 points.
You would have been part of the UCD side that played in the UEFA Youth League back in 2017. What was that European adventure like?
Yeah, it was a great experience. Probably one of my most memorable moments during my career so far. Obviously, to play against such a talented young team with players that have done so well. Your man, Erling Haaland, who's playing for Borussia Dortmund now, he played during those two legs. So obviously, it was great to play against that calibre of players, and obviously to travel across Europe and play in Norway and play in that sort of environment was was great, and it was great for my development as a player.
Obviously Ole Gunnar Solskjaer would have been the senior manager at Molde at the time, so that's the kind of company you were keeping, and you mentioned Haaland there as well. Was there any sort of suspicion there that he might go on to be the world beater that he is now?
He wasn't involved in the first leg, but he was involved in the second leg, and I remember him coming on and I remember thinking he's a good player, like his touches, his movement, and his just physical presence on the pitch for such a young lad was huge. And I remember was doing sort of pre-match analysis for the second leg, and I remember Magic, who was the coach at the time, was talking about him and said that he was a very good player. So I never knew that he'd obviously play for Borussia Dortmund to be so good, but I knew that he was a talented player at the time, yeah.
You then moved to Cabinteely, and it's probably fair to say that you found playing time a bit hard to come by there. Is there a bit of frustration when you look back at your time at Stradbroke?
It was weird because I left UCD in the mid-season and I joined Cabinteely when they were winning so many games. They went on an 8 or 9 unbeaten run and they were winning games. So you don't fix what's not broken sort of thing. So they were winning games and didn't look like they were stopping anytime soon. So obviously it was hard to get into the team, but I think it was a bit of me not suiting Cabinteely's style of play and Cabinteely not really suiting me, and it was just didn't really work, to be honest. And that was it. I wouldn't say frustration because, like, I still enjoyed my time there, but now I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be with Wexford now, and I've played 90 minutes in good field of friendly, so I'm enjoying my football again.
And is playing time, is that crucial for you now? Was that the big reason for coming down to Wexford?
Yeah, that was my main motive for coming to Wexford. When Brian rang me, he said if I put my head down, trained well and put the commitment in, that there'll be a good chance I'll be playing every week. So yeah, playing time is my main motive to make my reputation in the league.
And what have you seen from Brian O'Sullivan so far since you've come down?
I think he's a very good manager. He's been excellent with all the lads, and he's just slowly but surely with Marina, the assistant coach, they're slowly implementing the style of play that we want to implement for the season. So far I've been very impressed, and it's been a good start to pre-season.
You're a midfielder, but what would the real strengths to your game be for people who are going to head down Friday week?
I'd say for people that are going to head down Ferncarrig, my main strength would probably be wanting to get on the ball the whole time. I'd like to be creative, but I'd also like to get around the pitch and try and win the ball back. But as a midfielder, I'd probably base my game on getting on the ball, being creative and trying to make assists for others.
In terms of the amount of players that have come in for Wexford this year, there's going to be quite a lot of chopping and changing from last season, but the lads have been together now for, you know, you had your pre-season there just after Christmas, so you've been together for quite a while now, and there must be a bit of, it's really coming together now.
Yeah, I think it is coming together now, yeah. This is, we're starting to find our rhythm, I think. We're starting to get patterns of play in our game, and we're starting to know how each other works, so yeah, it's looking quite positive. I think we could surprise a few people this year, but we're not too sure yet. We'll see how we start. It's obviously a tough start. We have a few tough games to start, so we'll see how we go. But yeah, for sure, we're looking forward to it, and we're slowly getting better and better.
And for you personally, what would be a big achievement this season?
Me personally, probably just playing week in, week out, and making a name for myself in the league, as well as helping the team to try and finish as high as possible.
And where do you think Wexford will finish by the end of the season?
We're not sure yet. Obviously, promotion is the aim, and that's this league, that this season, that's been moved to fifth spot as well. So hopefully that'll be the aim, to try and get in the fifth spot. But I don't really know what the sides are going to be like. So it's going to take a while and a few rounds of fixtures to find out what sides are going to be like, to sort of predict where we could come. Yeah, I'm confident, yeah.